Peace negotiators discuss Syria. One group explains why women matter, while another ministry tackles leprosy in India. Learn how you can get involved on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. After 3 days of peace talks on the Syrian conflict, here's what's been accomplished. Nothing. Sharp disagreements over humanitarian aid and rebel support abruptly ended, so fighting continues. Roughly 5,000 people are fleeing Syria every day. Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, is stepping up the response. Steve Van Valkenburg says outreach work has shifted to refugee response.
That has become the focus of much of all the churches and the Christians in all the surrounding countries. And they are tired. They are weary. And I commend the Christians in those areas as they've been sacrificially reaching out and helping the refugees around them.
Despite round-the-clock work with little rest, the church isn't taking a break, not when there are lives at stake.
In the midst of a world that's turned upside down, when they hear God's word preached, is something that they are longing for. They long for something that's solid and has substance and is meeting their needs.
Pray for strength and vision. There are lots of ways you can get connected at our website. Next, January's been a bloody month for Christians in Nigeria. Multiple news sources, including Voice of the Martyrs Canada, are reporting deadly attacks on believers nearly every Sunday by the extremist group Boko Haram. They've killed nearly 100 Christians, many of them as they gather together at church. The militant group wants to establish Sharia or Islamic law in Nigeria and eradicate Christians. Ask God to thwart Boko Haram's attempts to create chaos. This is Mission Network News. India's patriarchal society creates a plethora of problems for women, especially those in lower castes, like the Dalits. Lindsay Ackerman of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India explains.
Generations of women have been treated as second-class citizens. Not only that, they are told that they are not worth anything. They're not worth educating, that they're not wanted, that they're a burden. However, as Christians, we know that each one of those women was created by God.
Mission India's literacy classes introduce that truth along with other life skills. Through a new campaign called She Counts, Mission India hopes to trigger a cultural shift.
Our goal is for women and men through our literacy classes to understand that women count. It's just a completely different message for these people. It's really a message of hope.
There's an easy way for you to get involved at our new website.
Within 5 minutes, you can be sharing this message with your friends and family, so it's really easy.
Meanwhile, World Health Organization statistics show 71% of the world's leprosy cases are in South Asian countries. Today wraps up a week of Gospel for Asia leprosy outreach in India. Since Sunday, GFA teams have been cleaning leprosy colonies, giving food and medical care in 12 Indian states. Along with offering care, Gospel workers are sharing the love of Christ with each patient. Pray the communities find new healing and hope in Jesus. And maybe you remember when the Jesus film made its debut. Did you know it's been 35 years? The Jesus Film Project is celebrating with a remastered version, including Blu-ray, to be ready by April 1st.
I think it's an interesting time in history. When I look at the film landscape coming out around the Easter season, I see a lot of faith-based films. And what that tells me is that there's a national conversation about God that's percolating to the surface.
Josh Newell of the Jesus Film Project is excited about the retouched frames and new musical score. Most of all, he's excited for the increased impact the film will make in the United States.
The heart of the Jesus film has really been to provide the context for God to work. And the beautiful thing about any movie is that it enables someone to share that experience with someone else.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With your generous gift, Mission Network News is now offering the book Congo Dawn, a new novel from Jeanette Wendell. Though fictional, Congo Dawn gives you a picture of what it was like during rebel insurgencies in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Get Congo Dawn at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder. We'll be right back.